Good evening, and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kal to be Tocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, as a source for Zivik Yaakov Aaron Ben Rochel, and for Shleimel Yom Ben Sora V'Mordechai Ben Sora, and Levi Nishmas Malkov Asrab Chaim Yitzchok, Rab Shleim Chaim Ben Chaim Yitzchok, Rab Chaim Ben Chaim Yitzchok, Orin Ben Moshe, and Yishad Gittel Basorav, Eliezer Maniach. I thought, actually, based on conversation that I had recently, that we should talk a few moments about the danger of hishtadlus. Not that it's wrong, because on our level, it seems that the Chodesh Halavovus, who's talking, maybe Saul Salanta explains for most people, that we need hishtadlus. We're not on the level of the Ramban, of Rav Shua Bar Yochai, that we could live without any hishtadlus. We have to do hishtadlus. But hishtadlus is a mitzvah, and hishtadlus poses an enormous danger. And the danger that it poses is forgetting that it's only a mitzvah, it's only going through the motions, we're only doing the hishtadlus because that's what Hashem wants from us, whether it's because Ein Soimchen Al HaNes, whether it's because of B'chol Asher Ta'aseh, whatever the reason may be, but it's not where it's at. The hishtadlus does not bring about the result. The result is v'na shemayim. The result is exeris kel elyoy. The result is influenced by our madrega, by our maisim tevim, by the tshuva that we do, and by the bitochen, the tefillah, and the bitochen that we have. But the hishtadlus is a mitzvah to do. Oftentimes, unfortunately, we get caught up, so caught up in the hishtadlus that we forget that this is not where it's at. Some people came to me with some problems in business, and they were doing all kinds of things and doing this right and doing that right, and doing the other right, and all kinds of things. Al Piteva should have brought them coin, who knows what. And in reality, it hasn't happened yet. And I'm listening to the whole conversation and trying to figure out what do I know? What do we know? But at least maybe a mahalach, what's going on over there? And then it occurred to me. They're doing ishtablus, and they have to do ishtablus. We're mechuyev to do ishtablus. We're not on the madrega of the Ramban or of Shur Bar Yochai that we're potter from ishtablus, that we can't do ishtadlus, that ishtadlus will be an avera for us. But we can't rely on the ishtadlus. When the ishtadlus appears to be the mechanism and the vehicle through which we accomplish, then we have countered and undermined the midas habitochan. Because I have ishtadlus. I'm doing what I got, whether it's because I'm very good at business or very talented, or I have an MBA from Harvard, or whether I have whatever I may have. I have different koiches. I've learned. I have experience. I have a chush. All of these things, chush, experience, MBA, efforts, koiches, brilliance. It's all medume. It's all a facade. It's imaginary. It's Ein Uit Milvadoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducts the whole world. Everything comes B'gzeiras Kel Elyoin. And the Hishtadlus that we do has nothing to do. One of the Lashonis they say is the Hishtadlus Ein Amoil Ma'umah. It doesn't help anything. It's just a mitzvah to do. We're mechuyev to do. Like I'm mechuyev to put on tefillin. I'm mechuyev to wear tzitzis. I'm mechuyev to have a mezuzah. I'm mechuyev to do Hishtadlus. Hishtadlus is so sometimes so consuming. I work for 8 hours a day, and I do deals, and I do due diligence, and I figure things out, and I have experience, and I have a sense of where the money lies and the opportunity lies. No. It's all min hashamayim, and therefore it's important to refocus this. I believe that that's probably the pshat in what the Kuzri says, that the tefillahs every day are to rejuvenate our spiritual batteries. Wake up in the morning after a long night, a tefillah. In the middle of the day, we need a rejuvenation again, a tefillah. At night before we go to sleep again, a tefillah. And this is the way we keep connected to Hashem and don't allow the challenges and the difficulties and all of the efforts that we put in this world, we don't allow them to influence us, or at least we counter the influence by constantly recharging our spiritual connection, our spiritual batteries whenever we can. And I think that this is something that we have to work on. It's almost as if when we do ishtadlus, we have to really be saying to ourselves, "Hineni mukhanim zuman lekayim mitzvos ishtadlus." And it's not, the ishtadlus has no shaychus, no bearing whatsoever on what happens. What happens is min hashamayim. My schusim have a bearing on it. My schus obis has a bearing on it. My tshuva has a bearing on it. My tefillah has a bearing on it. My bitocher has a bearing on it. But my ishtadlus is just that which I have to do. Now, some say, the Beis Halevi and others, that the ishtadlus is what allows me to get to bitocher. Because without the ishtadlus, I would have trouble having bitocher. Fine. But it isn't the koyach that brings me the Yeshua. It's the vani b'chastechobotachti that brings me the yogeli b'vishuasecha. I think that's very important to keep in mind. I've told, you know, we're at a point where, unfortunately, a lot of things are repeated from previous years. But I think I've told the story of the Briskarov that who told my father-in-law. He said that when he gives out the stipend, the chalukah for his koilo on Rosh Chodesh, he never has an idea where the next month is going to come from. And if ever he thinks of someone, a certain peer to approach, it never works out. And I told my father-in-law that I think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saving this great tzaddik and this tremendous Baal Bitochem from the nesoyin of Al-Tiftuchu bin Adivin. Because when I think I have someone, I have a man, this guy, I'm gonna go to him. I'm gonna do the ishtadlus. Maybe he's gonna give me. It takes away a little bit from that bitocher. I have to do it. That's what I have to do. But I have to look. If he says yes or if he says no, I should be the same level of happiness. If he says no, I can't be disappointed. Because if he says no and I'm disappointed, that means I was relying on this ishtadlus around my Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you're relying on a Kodesh Baruch Hu, what's the difference if he said yes or no? Who is he? He's not the Mandoma. He's not the Baldoma. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu was saving the Briskarov because maybe on a certain level, he said, I got my man. When I think I got my man, I sort of think and I imagine and I maybe wish. Oh, this is my man. No, he's not your man. He may be a shliach, but be careful. Don't think for a moment he's your man. And don't allow yourself to fool yourself that I have something. So maybe the Briskarov Rav HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saving him at that. If it never worked out from anyone he thought of, so he was never relying on people. And that's really the attitude that we have to rely. Al tiftuchu bin adibin, we can't rely. We can't rely. We have to rely only on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is the one, and he is the only one, and everything we do has to be that way. So I guess when we do ishtadlus, at least we have to stop to think that I'm going through the mitzvah, I'm going through the motions, I'm doing what I have to do. But that's not where it's at. The Hatzlocha comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a gift. It's a brocha. It's a gzeira. And my efforts are just that which I have to do because the Torah wants us to live b'derech ha-teva, and the Torah wants us to do b'chol asher ta'aseh. The Torah doesn't want us to rely on nisim, whatever the reason may be. But that's all it is. It's not the actuality. It's not that which actualizes and really makes to come alive that which I want to accomplish. I've told the story, could even be relatively recently, but to me it was an eye opener. I mentioned that a friend of mine sent the donation to the yeshiva here for $25,000, FedEx. FedEx is the most reliable courier service, at least it was years ago. And I'm waiting and waiting and waiting. Doesn't come. Supposed to come by 10:30, 11, 12, 1, 2, by 3, I had to put it in the bank. 3 o'clock came and went. Didn't arrive. I remember calling up my wife and saying, "How you talking? FedEx is the most reliable service except for me." And she said something very profound. She says, "Chochem, you relied on the FedEx. You didn't once think about the Rebbeinu Shimon." That's so true, because the money was sent to the FedEx. What a lesson. The FedEx got messed up that day. I think it was a snowstorm down south and they couldn't deliver. FedEx, a whole day long, I'm waiting. When's the FedEx coming? Well, when's the FedEx coming? The FedEx doesn't have a koyach. The one who sent the check doesn't have a koyach. Have to be makhetoyev totally and fully as if they had all the koyachs in the world. The koyach is only the Rebbeinu Shelo. That's where the focus of my thinking, my hope, my eyes, my heart, everything. And I think that we have to be very careful that as we indulge in hishtadlus, we have to constantly remind ourselves, this is just a mitzvah. This is just going through the motions. It's almost like a puppet show. But the reality is that everything is totally b'yad Hashem, and everything else is just efforts that the Torah commands us to be zeicha, to brocha, to have a base kibul, not to rely on miracles, to fulfill the possible choshev ta'aseh. But mernish has nothing to do directly with the result. Results come min ha-shamayim. Shem should help that we should be able to constantly reference this and remember this. And when we do ishtablus, we should think and we should maybe even be mispalel that Shem should help us, that I should be focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not on the efforts of the ishtablus that I put in. A gute Nacht.